I can see them. The killers, that is. Not all of them. They're not all here. There's about five of them. All following Evan. I don't think they can see me. I'm hiding. Behind a tree. Hopefully that'll keep me covered for now. I'm more worried about Evan, though. He can't keep doing stuff like this. Something's gonna get him sooner or later. Evan seems to be leading them to the river. They're chasing him. Almost like something less man and more beast. They were definitely human once. But their movements? They're moving like animals. Some of them are even on all fours. Crawling. It's fucking creepy. And their eyes are orange. Their eyes are orange.
Come on, then. Come on. Oh, don't act all shy now. You wanted to kill me a minute ago. Get in here. What are the big scary murderers afraid of a little water? You're not even going to try and kill me. Pathetic.
What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Lizzie.
I asked you a question. Tell me what you're doing, Evan.
Well, I think I'm trying to lead these lovely people into the water.
Why?
Well, I had a plan, and a pretty good one too, but I might have to rethink.
And why's that?
Because our new friends over there seem very interested in you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think that's a fair reaction.
Oh no, oh no, oh no, no, oh no, oh no.
Oh no, indeed.
What do I do?
I'm trying to think. Give me a second.
Can you think a bit faster?
Fine. Get in the water.
What?
Just trust me.
I don't think I could do that, Ev.
If you don't want to get slashed to death, please just get in the water.
Fine.
They're coming.
I'm already regretting this. What now?
Grab onto me.
What?
Just do it and hold your breath.
What? Why?
Hold your breath.
What was that?
It's not just the lake.
Did the river just spit us out?
I knew it wasn't just the lake.
Care to explain what just happened?
Yeah, later. But we need to get them out of the water.
Why?
Look at their eyes.
No orange.
They're themselves again.
How do you know?
I don't. Come on. Come on.
Okay, so they don't seem like they want to kill us.
No, they don't. Are you okay?
Hey,
it's okay. Are you alright?
Hurts.
Yeah, I know. We're gonna get you out of here, okay?
Okay.
Could I get your name?
Ralph Wyatt.
Thank you. Hang in there, Ralph.
Are you the one who pulled me out?
I think that was Lizzie, actually.
Well, tell her, thank you.
You can tell her yourself in a minute. If you'd like to, of course.
I don't think I'll make it. It hurts.
I know, but you are going to make it. We're going to get you to a hospital, and you're going to be okay. You just need to hang on for a few minutes. Can you do that?
I'll try.
Can I get your name?
Rose Bell.
Thank you. Liz, can you get the names from the others? I need to call Calliope.
I'm on it.
So, what are we doing here?
Well, hopefully we're getting these people into your car and you're driving them to the hospital.
And what are you doing?
Going to Sam's. We'll meet you there.
Right. Got it.
Stay safe.
You too.
Why isn't she letting us in?
Maybe because we were specifically told to stay inside.
Okay. Get out of here with your actually good logic.
Sorry. I just...
Really? You're laughing now? Like, right now? That's when you choose to laugh.
It's not a choice.
When we're currently attempting to get our friend to let us into her house so we don't get eaten by feral people, and you're laughing.
I can't help it.
Well, you'd better not attract any murderers with your obnoxiously loud laughter.
It is not obnoxiously loud. It is perfectly fine and perfectly normal. My love is wonderful, and I'm a delight, Evan.
Okay, I'm sorry, just maybe...
Maybe what?
Maybe a tiny bit quieter, please?
You're trying to silence me. Well, it won't work. I will not be silenced, and neither will my obnoxiously loud laugh. I will not be...
Oh, thank God.
Hi, Sam.
You are such an idiot! Both of you! Why did you do that?
Sorry, Sam.
It's fine. Come in.
Sam, I'm sorry.
Just sit down, Evan. Well?
Well, what?
I'm guessing you're here for a reason. Enlighten me.
We fixed some of the killers.
You fixed them?
Changed them back to normal.
What? How?
You're not gonna like the answer.
Evan.
I got them to chase me into the river.
Evan!
I'm sorry, okay? I'm fine. It turned out fine. Look at me. Not a scratch on me. Look, how we did it isn't the point. I think we have to almost kill them, but not exactly kill them. I think whatever magic bullshit Mr. Orange Eyes has over them, it thinks they're dead if they stop breathing for a second. So it stops working.
You think the orange-eyed man is behind this?
I mean, the eyes were pretty orange.
Right. Oh, he's the worst!
He really is.
Hate that man.
So, what do you suggest we do?
Get everyone here. I think we're going to need a lot of help.
Okay, Does someone want to explain why I've been called to our dear friend Sam's house when we were explicitly told not to go outside?
You didn't have to come, Nikki. I explicitly stated that you didn't have to.
I know that!
Then why did you come?
Because Sam told me to.
Oh, damn, Nikki. If Sam told you to jump off a bridge, would you too?
Well, clearly yes, since I'm here right now.
Okay, we've gone off track. So the good news is that there is a way to change the people back to how they were before.
And the bad news?
It isn't like an off-switch situation.
It isn't like we take one down and they all go down together. It's more like they need to be all taken down separately and the others might kill you while you're trying to do that.
Right.
Yeah, not exactly ideal.
Not really, no.
So how do we go about doing this?
We're gonna need some extra help.
What do you suggest?
So, Sam and Freddy will go to our dear friend Todd and beg for help. Some sort of magical barrier or something. Just confining all the killers to one place, that sort of thing. Now, Todd has warned us before that it's only going to be so long before all the favours we've asked of them over the years start stacking up. But I don't think one more will hurt. Don't give me that look, Nikki. Now, you might have noticed that Mr. Shaw himself isn't with us. It appears our beloved Fredward can't make it. I texted him multiple times. He's not coming. Some nonsense about having a sense of self-preservation. I don't know what he's talking about, honestly. But he is the one person out of all of us who is on best terms with Todd. So, Sam, you're gonna have to drag him out of the house. I'm sure you've got a few tricks up your sleeve. If not, lie about an emergency. Tell him I'm dying or something. If he doesn't come after that, well, I'm going to have to rethink our friendship. Everyone else, we are going to the hospital. Our lovely Calliope drove the 5 reformed killers to the hospital earlier and explained the situation to the doctors. But now it's our job to get there before the police do. We've learned the hard way that the cops will ignore the fact that these individuals are victims just as much as those who were killed, and won't care that they're now themselves again, free of the supernatural powers that were forcing them to kill. We'll get there before the cops, gently question the victims, gently just try to make sense of the situation. And we'll find them a place to stay while this all blows over. Our priority here is ensuring the safety of the victims, as well as the safety of the whole town. Hopefully us going to the hospital will take care of the former, while Todd, if they're willing to help us, will take care of the latter. Are there any questions?
Who's Todd?
One of the local wizards.
Excuse me, there are local wizards?
Yeah. Todd, Steve, and John. My brother knows them.
Pretty boring wizard names.
Naomi, you're going with Freddy.
What? Why?
Todd knows you.
I guess.
So you'll go?
Sure, fine, whatever.
Good.
Will you guys be okay at the hospital?
We'll be fine. Stay safe.
You too.
It's you again.
Hi, Ava. Fancy seeing you here.
1 second. Hi, Dr. Fox. Yeah, it's Ava from reception. Hyacinth's boy's here again.
Alone?
Unfortunately not.
I'm right here.
I'll be right there.
Are you in the hospital often?
No. Why?
Everyone knows you.
Oh, that. My Ren works here.
And they're the best doctor in Spiritsford.
Don't let Callum hear you say that.
Callum?
You hear about the murders?
Hi, Dr. Fox.
Hi, Dr. Fox.
Hi, Callum.
They're not murders anymore.
I'm not sure that's how it works. Once a murder, always a murder, if you know what I mean.
I don't think that's very nice.
Follow me.
How are they?
They're all right. Clarpy brought them in about an hour ago. No major injuries. A few scratches on them. And something about being drowned. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you, Evan?
Of course not. Of course not. Why would you think that?
Well, you didn't hurt them too badly.
Oh, thank God.
They should be good to go home tonight.
Good. So can we see them?
Didn't want to kill them. You know that, right? You know I didn't want to kill them.
I know. You're not a bad person, Ralph.
Thank you.
Do you want us to go?
Oh, I'm going to take him home in a few minutes. You should all go and check on the others.
Okay. I'll see you later.
See you.
Hey. Who are you?
I'm Maya. I'm from the Spiritsford Paranormal Investigation Squad.
Oh, you're one of them.
Come on, we're not that bad.
You know, all the teachers hate you guys, right?
I'm sure they don't hate all of us.
Right. Your friend Sam handed in an essay last week. All she'd written was, "Sorry, ghosts again." Mr. Patil complained about her for the entire lesson.
In front of her?
Oh, she wasn't in the lesson.
Of course not.
Of course not.
Anyway, can I get your name and pronouns?
Fine, I guess. Adrian Ellis. They, them.
Lovely. And can you tell me a bit about your experience?
What if I don't want to?
What?
I don't want to answer your questions. I want to go to sleep. And I want to go home.
We need to get as many first-hand accounts as we can. It helps with the,
I don't care what it helps with. It's been, what, an hour? Two? I haven't been here long at all. And I'd quite like to get some rest. So out. Please.
But
I said out.
Can I at least get your name and pronouns so we can keep track of who we've, interviewed?
Sophia Kershaw, she, her. Now get out of my room before I...
You're the one who pulled me out of the river.
Yes, that's me. I'm Lizzie, by the way. Lizzie Russell.
Chloe Hewitt, she, they. Thank you for saving me.
Of course. I'm glad you're back.
Me too. I didn't like it. Didn't like being whatever I was. It was scary. Awful.
It sounds it.
Do you mind if I go to sleep? I know you need to interview me, but...
No, of course. Go to sleep. Do you want me to leave, or...
Could you stay? At least until I fall asleep?
Of course. Of course, Chloe.
Thank you.
She's just woken up.
Am I good to go in?
Yes, but she might be a bit emotional.
That makes two of us.
Do you want me to leave?
Please.
I thought I told you to piss off! Oh, sorry. Thought you were Dr. Fox.
No, I'm Evan Pierce. Spiritsford Paranormal Investigation Squad.
Rose Bell. Are you gonna ask me what happened?
Oh, no, nothing like that. Not yet. You should probably rest first.
Well, thank you.
No problem. How do you feel about going home?
Very bad.
Oh, I was going to offer to walk you home, but,
No. No, thank you. I think I'll just stay here. Maybe my girlfriend can pick me up, or my friend, or... I don't know.
Is there a reason you don't want to go home? Not to overstep or anything, you don't have to tell me.
No, it's fine. I just... My parents... My name was all over the news. I was one of the only ones they managed to identify. I don't think my parents will want to see me. I mean, I'm a murderer. No one wants a murderer for a daughter.
You're not a murderer, Rose. That wasn't you.
But it was! I remember doing it. I didn't have control, no, but do I remember it? Absolutely. I remember every second of it. I remember how it felt, and I don't think I can look my mother in the eye, knowing that she knows what I've done. I can barely even look at you, and I don't know you at all.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I think I might have somewhere you can stay. Temporarily, of course, just a few nights. Come on, I'll show you.
Hello, Spiritsford. I'm happy to announce that thanks to Todd Green and their fellow wizards, it is now safe to step outside again. Todd and Sam Moss from the Spiritsford Paranormal Investigation Squad happily informed us 20 minutes ago that the killers have been confined to the woods by a magical barrier and the situation is being handled as we speak. We're safe, Spiritsford. We're safe once again.
So, this is Chip's house?
Yeah. It is.
And you're sure it's okay for me to stay here?
Kathy left me in charge while she's away, so I feel pretty comfortable letting you stay here for a few nights.
Thank you, Evan. I mean it.
I'm glad I could help. Oh, and Rose?
Hmm?
You'll be safe here. The Children of Room 56 is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license and distributed by the Listless Network. This episode was written and directed by Alex Abrahams. It was edited by Alex Abrahams, with theme music composed by Jordan Hendrickson. The podcast cover art is by Samantha Cook, and this episode's cover art is by Matthias Higuera. The script editors for this episode were Jordan Hendrickson, Chloe Peterson, and Gray Kilgour. In this episode, you heard the voices of
Lucy Ann Cowling as Lizzie Russell,
Alex Abrahams as Evan Pierce, Sammy Jo Krista as Ralph Wyatt,
Grace Demopoulos as Rose Bell,
Moira Juliet Scott as Calliope Morris,
Tam Silverman as Sam Moss,
the illustrious Sean Timbokin Flowers as Nikki Dixon.
Dizzy Cooper as Naomi Hamilton.
Sam Gerard as Maya Lowe.
Nora Wilson as Ava the Receptionist.
Ola Palancher as Callum Fox.
Gray Sear as Adrian Ellis.
Nancy Robinson as Sophia Kershaw. Lage S. as Chloe Hewitt. And Zoe Davis as the radio guy. Thank you very much to our patrons Zoe, MJ Scott, Abel, McQuaid Hiller, and Cheryl Tumboken. You can join them by going to www.patreon.com/room56pod. Or, if you don't have the means to do so, tell a friend about the podcast. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Tumblr at room56pod, and you can email us at thechildrenofroom56@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it.
Hello, listeners. It is my grave duty to report to you that Jamie Locke's complete tapes have been discovered, and they're worse than we thought. Mr. Arthur has her in his hands yet, and the others, they're all in grave danger. Her reports on the strangeness in Middleton, Ohio, I cannot describe them in my own words. Should you think you can do something to save the Melody Method dig site crew, tune into Ritualistic Podcast on Spotify. New episodes come out every other Wednesday. And remember, listeners, join the Blinding Melody Church today.